Have you ever stood at the edge of the ocean and felt the cold water tickle your toes? If you stay at the beach all day, you might notice something like magic. In the morning, the water is way up high, splashing against the rocks. But by the afternoon, the water has vanished. It's pulled back, leaving behind a treasure chest of tide pools, slippery seaweed, and scurrying crabs. That's called the tide. The ocean breathes in and out, high and low, every single day. But have you ever wondered why? Hello, explorers. Welcome back to Faithfully Explore. I'm your host, Laura. Today, we're traveling to the misty, emerald green coasts of the Pacific Northwest. Imagine the smell of salty air and giant cedar trees. We're here to see the Shimshi people and hear one of their most famous stories about a very clever, very hungry bird named Raven.
Faithfully explores the name. Learning together is our aim. Beliefs around the globe will track. Filling up our belief backpack.
Long, long ago, the world was a very quiet place. The ocean didn't move at all. It didn't splash. It didn't roar. It just sat there, still as a pond. Back then, all the tides were owned by one person, an old woman who lived in a house made of heavy cedar planks right by the shore. She was powerful, and she was very, very protective. She kept the tides locked inside a special wooden box. She didn't want to share. Because she kept the water high and still, the beach was always covered. Think about this, explorers. If the water never goes out, you can't reach the delicious clams hiding in the sand. You can't find the mussels on the rocks or the crabs in the pools. The Tsimshian people were very hungry. They watched the ocean, wishing they could reach the gifts hidden beneath the waves. But the tide woman just sat there by her box and said, "No, this belongs to me." Now enter Raven. Raven is what we call a trickster. He's smart, he's funny, and he's usually looking for a snack. When he saw how hungry the people were, he knew he had to do something. But he couldn't just walk in and ask for the box. He needed a plan, a sneaky plan. Using his ancient magic, Raven shrank himself down, 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 until he was tiny as a hemlock needle. That's a little sliver of a leaf from a tree. He floated through the air, drifted through the smoke hole in the tide woman's roof, and plop, he landed right in her daughter's water cup. When the daughter took a sip, gulp, she swallowed the tiny raven. Now in the world of legends, magic works in mysterious ways. Because she swallowed that magical needle, a baby was soon born into the house. But we know the secret, don't we? That baby was actually Raven in disguise. The Tide Woman loved her new grandson. She thought he was the cutest thing in the world. But Raven was a very difficult baby. He didn't want rattles. He didn't want blankets. He pointed his little finger at the tide box and cried, "Wah! Wah!" The tide woman shook her head.
"No, little one, the box is too important."
But Raven cried louder. He kicked his feet. He made such a fuss that finally the tide woman said,
"Oh, all right, but you must be very, very careful with it."
She just wanted him to be happy. She placed the heavy wooden box on the floor for him to play with. The baby stopped crying. He smiled a mischievous smile. He rolled the box toward the door, closer, closer. Suddenly, poof! In a cloud of black feathers and a loud, "Caw, caw!" the baby vanished In his place stood the great raven. He snatched the box in his beak, beat his powerful wings, and burst through the smoke hole into the sky.
"Come back! Come back with my tides!"
the tide woman cried. But Raven was already soaring over the sea. He reached down with his beak, flipped the lid, and whoosh! The tides tumbled out of the box and crashed into the ocean. The water began to move, rushing out, then pulling back in and out, high and low. For the first time ever, the beach appeared. The people ran to the sand, cheering as they found clams, crabs, and seaweed. They weren't hungry anymore. Raven had set the ocean free. And that, my dear explorers, is how the raven made the tides. Now, you might be thinking, wait a minute, Laura. Raven lied to that grandma. Is he a bad guy? And that is a great question. You see, in Tsimshian culture, the worst thing you can be is selfish. The tide woman was keeping something that everyone needed to survive. Raven's trick was his way of making sure the world was fair. What's inside our belief backpack this week? Number one, sharing is power. When we keep things all to ourselves, like the tide woman, the world stays still and quiet. When we share our toys, our snacks, or our help, we make things move and grow for everyone. Number two, think outside the box. Raven couldn't use force to get the tides, so he used his brain. When you have a big problem, try looking at it from a different angle. Is there a creative way to solve it? Number three, respect the rhythm. Every time you see the tide go out, remember it's a gift from the earth. It's the ocean's way of sharing with us. Before I go, I have a mission for you. The next time you see water, whether it's the big blue ocean or just a puddle in your driveway, I want you to watch it move. Think about the Tsimshian story of Raven and the tides. Think about how that water connects all of us, how it travels around the world, bringing life wherever it goes. Think about how that water connects you to the Tsimshian people who still live in British Columbia and Alaska today, and they tell the same stories. They remind us that we are all part of one big, splashing, moving world. So, my dear explorers, what did you learn today? What will you remember about Raven and the tides? Maybe you'll remember to share what you have with others. Maybe you'll remember to be creative when solving problems. Maybe you'll remember to appreciate the natural world and all it gives us. Whatever you take away from this story, I hope it helps you see the world in a new way, the way the Tsimshian people have seen it for thousands of years, with wonder, respect, and wisdom. This is Laura from Faithfully Explore, reminding you, we all have something to share, and when we share it, we make the world a better place, just like Raven made the tides. Until next time, stay curious, stay kind, and keep exploring the wonderful world around you. Faithfully Explore.